step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
I apologize for the live version.
That's all right. Live version is perfect for this. The Rolling Stones are coming to the Cotton Bowl on November 2nd. Is this all they do here for a while?
They're letting the crowd figure it out.
Well, they're taking a minute. Dang, let's go one more time
around. Is he okay? Mick, wake up.
Sing the song.
They are taking a long time.
Not jumping in there either. Okay.
There we go.
He's good.
Yeah.
See, I think
never lost.
All songs are better when you can't really understand the lyrics.
Yeah.
They really are. And, he's not even enunciating, and it sounds awesome. Like, you let on down the red on, and it's right.
It adds an element of intrigue and mystery to listening. It makes you lean in and listen closer.
But it also allows you to come up with your own. It allows you to make it your own. Yeah, I think that song is about waffles. I think that song is about helicopters. And you're both right.
Lay down, feel the sound down on St. Rudy Coon.
There are times, though, I've seen shows before where I get really annoyed with the artist for not singing in pitch or even to the same flow of the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've been doing this song for years. I know you're just bored and messing with it, or you're just drunk. But, like, can we at least stay on the same key at least, you know? Like,
yeah. You want to hear it the exact same way.
Yeah, when they start talk singing.
Yeah.
And it's like, come on, like.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of adding a little too much.
Some of those notes are harder to hit out in the wild. They're easier to hit in studio when you can take a few passes at it, maybe get it tweaked a little bit by the engineer.
Use a little software.
So anyways, the Rolling Stones are coming to the Cotton Bowl November 2nd. We're the only show in the Metroplex that has the balls to give you free tickets to go see it.
Have we given out the number yet?
No.
We don't need to, because look at
this. I think we need to call for it again. Okay. I think we have some cheaters.
Or they're just dedicated rockaholics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which we respect, Kevin. You son of a...
That's fine. It is just, I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
We're hoping up the fountains and prison cows.
How about we flip a coin? If it's heads, we leave them. And if it's tails, we clear the calls and
heads,
give out the number.
Tails, you win more.
Unless you're on hold.
Are you with me? Have you already talked to the people on hold?
No, but...
You're thinking legally we have to?
Yeah.
All right, 214. Yeah, we got to clear these calls. Sorry. Get ready to call back. 214-787-1971. 214-787-1971 is the number to call to try to get free Rolling Stones tickets. Make sure you turn your radio down. Turn it all the way down. We can't hear it in the background. We'll have to let you go. We will take line number 5, caller 5, caller 6. You will be in a battle to the death, and whoever lives gets to go see the Stones. Now, it's not really the competition. We'll lay out exactly how it's going to work. Do we have the callers?
Not yet. It's going to take a second.
We're waiting on a fool for you to come.
All right, now we're looking good.
Now he's going to take you to the wrong house.
Oh, he's going to put you on hold.
Honky tonk women? Come on. Okay.
I love it. Okay, the less you can understand, the better. Because I suffer from Will Smith syndrome. You understand every word I sing.
I told you how I love you. I'm a fool.
All right, so we're doing
pizza rolls on in the oven.
All right.
Two callers, one concert.
All right. Yes.
Nope.
All right, it's a fun little game. So what's going to work? We're going to pull up line 5 and 6. And 5, I'll ask him how we're going to introduce him. If he can name the song in this many seconds or whatever. And then they'll go back and forth, and whoever can name it in the fewest amount of seconds will get two tickets to the Cotton Bowl show November 2nd huge. For the Rolling Stones No Filter Tour.
Huge.
Which tickets, I believe, go on sale on Friday. Okay. So tickets aren't even on sale yet. I'm going to try to get some tickets on Friday. Caller, line 5, what's your name?
Carl.
Carl, hot Carl. Where are you from?
Roy City.
Oh, oh, wow.
Damn, son.
Okay.
It's hot out here.
Yes, it is, hot Carl. And on line 6, who's caller 6 here?
Is that me?
That's you.
My name's Hugh.
Hugh!
Yeah.
Where are you calling from, Hugh?
Watauga.
To me, Hugh sounds like a guy who will whip your ass, Kevin, if yes. you don't. You better be real careful.
I know.
Hugh, is there a chance you could whip Kevin's ass if this goes poorly?
Nah, I'll let him slide this time.
Ah, I appreciate it. Right, that's Hugh, a badass. I like him.
Hugh, how big a boy are you?
I'm not real big at all, but I can hold my own.
See, that's a guy who will whip your ass. He doesn't need to talk about whipping your ass. He doesn't even care about the fanfare. But when you're getting your ass whipped, it's Hugh who's punching you in the face.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, I've got Carl on line 5. Carl's going to go first. Carl, I'm going to play the beginning of a Rolling Stones song. And if you can name it in an amount of seconds, that'll be great. Do you think you can name it in 10 seconds?
I hope.
Oh.
But you know the game, right?
Be confident, Carl.
So I'm going to ask if you can name it in 9.
Confident, but I'm out laying asphalt and it's hot. My mind's melting.
Okay. You'll be fine. No. Nah. It's fair. Rolling Stones. You'll be good.
Oh, no. We got a CTE guy.
Are you laying asphalt in Watauga or in Roy City because it's exploding out there?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, up in Farmersville laying some stuff out here, but it's hot.
Kevin, you gotten laid in Farmersville?
Never been to Farmersville. No. Can I ask you, are you listening on the iHeart app? Are you listening live? How are you listening to the show?
I'm driving between one part of the job and the next and happened to call and you guys answered and I was going, holy crap.
Let's go. Works. Congrats.
All right. Well, Carl can name it in 10. Hugh, can you name a song in 9 seconds?
I think so.
Okay. Back to Carl. Carl, can you name a song in 8 seconds?
Let's do 6.
Oh! 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 6 seconds. Hugh, can you name it in 5?
I'll do 5.
Oh! You will punch this contest in the face!
Carl from Roy City, can you name a song in 4 seconds?
I say let's have Hugh give it a shot.
All right.
Oh.
Okay, 5 seconds for Hugh.
Put the AC
Hugh!
On, Carl.
All right, let's everybody be totally song. Quiet. Wow. Everyone okay. shut up. Okay. Stop freaking out.
5 seconds for Hugh. I am hitting. I'll tell you when it starts. I'm going to hit play. There might be a little bit of a delay there, but ready? There's 5. All right, Hugh, what's the name of that song by the Rolling Stones?
I can't get no satisfaction.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, no, Hugh. Carl is your winner. Hot Carl is the winner.
Hot Carl! Hey, you better tell Hugh the name of that song or he's going to beat your ass.
Hugh, it was Gimme Shelter.
It's okay, Hugh. I would have done the same thing, man.
God, Hugh is going to take this out on somebody who's going to whip some ass out there in Watauga.
He's my new hero.
All right.
Love you, Hugh.
Carl from Roy City, line 5.
Hot
please
Carl!
Stay on hold. Stay on hold. We'll talk to you in a second. Hugh, thanks for trying. Again, we'll be giving away a pair of tickets every day this week here on the Ben and Skin Show.
Damn.
Thanks for listening. Carl, stay on hold.
Hot Carl put the ass in asphalt, man.
Man.
Much respect, bro. Much
give me,
respect.
Gimme Shelter's a good one. It's one of my favorite Stone songs.
Yeah.
I agree.
And all respect to Hugh. It is pretty legendary when you hear it. Everyone keeps guessing the same song.
It's the same song, right?
His reaction was the best.
I mean, 5 seconds what is was tough. It? Like, turn that up real quick.
I can't get no satisfaction.
Turn that up real quick, Christina. Listen to this. Oh. Yeah, listen to how, like, that's tough.
And only one song in the world starts like this.
Because you have to start singing it in your head. That's you all you get. It's 5 seconds.
Keep playing it. Play it out. Let's listen to it a little bit. So. Hugh can see the error of his ways.
That's maybe when you know. Maybe.
I wouldn't know what it's called, though. I know the song, but...
Man, Hugh is going to just pummel somebody, man.
No, I feel bad about it.
I hope he finds
you. Safe. Look, my boy.
What a great guy. Well, I hate that anybody had to lose that because both fantastic dudes. Thank you guys for listening.
Well, what we've proven is that people do win and lose.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. But this is not the only day we're giving away Stones tickets. Every day this week at 2:35. Yeah.
That was yesterday. That was tough.
So I always hear that song. So Skin and I grew up with a guy named Brent Burton, along with Ryan Burton and Todd Burton, the famous Burton brothers. Kind of like the Von Erichs out of Richardson. Two amazing world-class, you know, state record-holding running backs and then a backup defensive end.
And they went on to be NASCAR drivers.
Two of them went on to be doctors. One of them's a really good accountant, and he does Skins accounting. And so anyways, every time I hear Beast of Burden, I think Beast of Burton.
Doesn't he play a mandolin?
Every time. Does he?
I think so.
Like, just for fun?
I feel like he's a bluegrass guy.
Like, just, yeah, like in festivals or just, like, out on a street corner? Or just like
I don't know much about him.
While he's doing taxes?
I think he's a guy who would like to hang out on a front porch and be in a bluegrass band. I could be wrong.
Like a gigging one or just fun?
They go porch to porch. Yeah.
Let's call them the Porch Pirates.
They got to, what's it called, busking, right?
Yep, I don't know what that is.
They're buskers.
I don't think I want to know what that is.
Never heard of that, but that sounds like something that happens in Olney.
Not really.
No.
No front doors.
All right, right now, it's time for this.
Ha, 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 Ben and Skin listeners, here comes KT Fun Tweets with a round the sports.
Now let's go around the sports. KT Fun Tweets has all the sports, yeah!
Carl, we're a little shorthanded today with Skin out, so make sure you stay on hold till the end of the segment. Christina, I'll come talk to you.
Right. Dude, he's got to lay some asphalt out there.
Well,
he's in between jobs. Don't get this man fired.
Tell your boss, hey man, I just want a pair of tickets to the Rolling Stones show. Want to go? Then get off my ass. If you don't want to go, then stay on my ass. I'll invite someone else, and then my job status is up in the air.
Man.
But I'm sure they're fine.
You're fine.
It's 2:45 in the afternoon. They've got a lot of asphalt laid today. They probably turn it in.
They've gotten laid all day.
Okay.
Dang.
Sports, again, I'm no gymnastics expert, but that is the top story in the world of sports today. And the Olympics, after dropping out, basically Simone Biles was kind of seen as one of the figureheads for everything Team USA.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't exactly running the skeet shooting guy out there and saying, know his name. They were going, you know, Simone Biles is one of the better athletes. Well, what happened today is basically she didn't compete. Now she had some tweets that she was feeling a lot of pressure and anxiety, and then she backed out before she competed in the team event today. Now, the other three... for Team USA, they ended up getting a silver medal, right? They ended up, and I don't know if they would have with Simone Biles. She said, you know, that this morning I saw it was like reported as a health thing. Like,
I saw like an ankle
injury. Like an ankle or something.
Yeah.
But then she was like, no, I just need to take some time and, you know, mentally get right. And saying that she was inspired by the tennis player Osaka.
Yes.
And
yes.
Basically saying that it's a mental health thing. She said, I had to do what's right for me and not jeopardize my health and well-being. That's why I decided to kind of take a step back and let them do their work. So she did not do it. She also said afterwards, as the day kind of went on, that she was kind of questioning, and I, again, not a gymnastic expert, her routine.
Yeah.
She's kind of questioning. I wasn't like, she's like 100% confident in going out and doing it.
Sure.
So that happens, and that leads to really the worst part of Twitter. And the best. I mean, there's some people encouraging her, but it was a lot of people saying, too, oh, why would you get there and then you back out? And people were giving her a hard time.
Well, how would they like that?
It's like, man, that's why there's a stigma around mental health.
Absolutely.
You know, like that type of thing.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm just wondering why she wasn't able to take, like, there's medication for that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And I'm just wondering if they're just not allowed to take medicine for
Maybe
that.
Maybe she wasn't allowed to take it. But, you know, I just think in general, this is it. I understand how the timing of this is bad, and people may look at that from an Olympic standpoint as, you know, you got all the way there. I wish, you know, I wish we would have known you didn't want to do it or whatever. I understand that perspective. But to me, the bigger thing is what a positive this is to, as a role model for other athletes, to help remove that stigma that you're talking about there, KT. And it's become a massive part of sports. The psychology of it all has become a massive part of sports. And that's why there are, you know, psychologists, sports psychologists on each team staff for the most part. If you go around, like you look at the Mavericks and the Rangers, they share the same one.
Yeah.
And it's massively important just to get your head right. And there's no telling how much stuff was swimming around there in her head and the pressure and all that. And I get it, man. I get it. I don't have any issue with her doing it. I hate it for her because there she was at another opportunity to prove she's the greatest on the planet. But I have sympathy for her with what she's dealing with.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
She said that she didn't want to go out and do something stupid and get hurt.
Yeah.
Which meaning, and this is me as a non-gymnastics expert again, meaning if they needed her to do something incredible and save the day and get the gold medal or whatever, it might be something that she's not convinced that she can do.
Right. Right, I've seen a lot of this. Like, if you watch, this is a bad example, but I'm going to go ahead and give
it. It's tough because it's gymnastics.
There's a reality show about these competition cheerleaders who do hardcore gymnastics in their routines, and some of the stuff is very dangerous. Like, really, really
just
dangerous.
Jumping backwards all the time.
Yeah, some of the crazy stuff you're doing is, it can be real dangerous, and you can get hurt really bad, and maybe they were tweaking the routine up to where something she wasn't entirely comfortable with to try to save the day.
Yeah, and if you're feeling pressure, you're nervous, and your mind is just racing, and not to mention, I mean, who knows what her Twitter and Instagram feed looks like.
Yeah.
You know, of people saying whatever. So she, said also, she said she seeing other athletes speak up about it really helped her have the courage to do that. Because maybe a lot of people wanted to do that. It's like, look, I just can't go today. I'm sorry. I can't. Like, and maybe it's just not something that has ever really been allowed, is a weird word to use for it, but accepted, right? And now it's like, you know what? I'm not in that space to do this today. And I know it's my time to do it. And I know everyone's going to say that I should suck it up and do it. But I can't. I'm not right. I don't feel right. And that's...
Yeah,
it's important. And
mental health is a part of health, man.
And there are tons of people who don't deal with any of that ever.
So they don't get it.
So it's, you can't. Yeah. So, I mean.
But you mentioned earlier, it gives the other teammates a chance to kind of shine, you know? So that's a plus, too.
I was thinking about some of the negative stuff, because there's a few things flying at her. Do you remember when they, she's now, I believe, a soccer player at UNT, but the kicker got to kick in a college football game last year for Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
So she kicked it, and it wasn't a very good kickoff, and people were just killing her. And I'm like, she's the first woman.
And of course, she's going to get criticized, like, more than anyone on the planet.
It's like, maybe she's doing something that's, like, groundbreaking here.
Welcome to being the female,
but
KT.
There's that. The Cowboys picked up a hooker. Malik Hooker, safety. Hmm. And he was the number 15 pick in the draft a few years back.
Oh, really? He's still young?
Youngish, I would say. Yeah, I would say he's probably... My guess is 25 as I Google it quickly.
Okay.
Yeah, he's 25.
Dang.
He's 25.
He was the 15th overall pick?
In 2017.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
So
what happened?
Achilles, hurt all the time. Yeah. A lot of injuries for this dude.
So that's a good sign.
Where was he? He was with the Colts. He was with the Colts. He's had foot injuries, and then he had an Achilles in 2020.
Injured in college, too. Like people don't know, Kevin breaks down a lot of college film and was doing a lot of draft work at the time, especially. So Is this a guy that was highly regarded and you would have loved to see the Cowboys get?
I thought he was like a top 10 player in that draft, and he slid to 15 just because safety's not the most valuable position. Like, you're not going to see teams draft a safety in the top 10 very often. So that's why he fell. Very talented dude. I don't remember his college injury history off the top of my head, but he is kind of the guy that they've never had. Like, the they call it a free safety, basically. The guy who can just kind of play in the back and really make sure. The guy who goes and tries to get interceptions and things like that. The guy who can cover a big area of the field. Not necessarily the guy who's coming up and tackling. Like, that's what the other safety usually does. So, they gave him Darren Woodson's number 28. I don't know. Like, to me, he would have already been signed if he was having good workouts with teams. But there's nothing wrong with the Cowboys actually going, hey, why not? Bring a guy in. So, you have Malik Hooker on the Cowboys. Cowboys camp, they even start to put pads on, so nothing's really happening with the Cowboys yet. Mark Stein said the Mavs might be interested in Kyle Lowry, so there's your Mavs news of the day. And the trade deadline, Ben, is on Thursday. No, it's on Friday, I think. Or it's Thursday. The trade deadline's one day this week, and we're hearing that the Blue Jays, the Yankees, very interested in Joey Gallo. So
exciting.
A lot of crap going on there. Ben, you're going to the Ranger game tonight?
My first time ever going to Globe Life Field. Going tonight. I'm wearing a big, bright red Ranger shirt. If you see me out there, say hi to me. I'm going to be surrounded by what looks like a young boy band, my sons and their buddies.
BTS.
So, yeah, rolling out there for the first time. Very excited about it. I want to see the pluckers in there. I want to see the Balcones speakeasy. I just can't wait to watch baseball in air conditioning. I don't even care what the score is or the outcome is. This is a big deal. I couldn't be more excited about going to Globe Life Field for the first time.
Do you know where your seats are?
I do. They're really good. If you are, I guess I'm behind home plate, a little bit offset. If you're staring at home plate from behind it, a little bit on the left side.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of looking more towards down that first baseline. Somewhere
so you're
in there.
On
so I'm like 15 rows up.
Third base side.
Yeah, but not. But I'm really behind home plate, but I'm technically on the third base side. But yeah, they're pretty good tickets, man.
Yeah, I can't wait to see your review because it's different. I mean, the first time I went, I was like, then after going like three times, I'm like, I like it.
Yeah. You know?
But I didn't like it the first time because it was so different.
Really?
So very different. But I think you'll like it. It's going to be 72 degrees in there.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Compared to like 101 right now.
I got 99 on my watch, but I bet we get to 101 for the day's over.
I'm excited, and honestly, I want the Rangers to lose because I want them to go get the number one pick in the draft after getting the number two pick this year.
Might as well.
And we're rebuilding this thing, and it's a true tear-down rebuild. And then, so I hope they're able to work some magic at the trade deadline and then springboard this thing back into being a fun baseball team again, like in the coming year or two.
I think they're closer than people might realize. I really do. Like, their double-A team's excellent.
Yeah.
So, 2023, look out for the Rangers.
Yeah. I'm excited about Chris Young joining the organization. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I think John Daniels is one of the greatest front office guys in the history of DFW sports. So, they have the right people there to turn it around. So, can't wait to see what happens. All right, coming up next, everybody loves lists. The most embarrassing things to buy at a grocery store. We'll discuss that next.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.